A study published by the New York Times suggests that the sonic boom generated by SpaceX's Starship rocket could cause structural damage in nearby communities. However, SpaceX owner Elon Musk has already refuted the claims in the report. Acoustics engineer Kent Gee conducted a sound test during a Starship test flight last month, measuring the noise and air pressure 6 miles from the South Texas launch site. The data showed that the noise level at that distance was equivalent to standing just 200 feet from a Boeing 747 during takeoff, according to the Times. The Starship, which is as tall as a 30-story building, is the largest and most powerful rocket ever constructed. The study focused on the sound and air pressure generated during the rocket's flight. According to the test data, the loudest part of the flight was not during takeoff, but about 6.5 minutes later when the sonic boom occurred. The boom reached 125 decibels, the equivalent of a gunshot at close range, the report said. The sonic boom created an overpressure event in the community of Port Isabel, Texas, located 6 miles from the launch site. The pressure exceeded 11 pounds per square foot, higher than the FAA's projected level of 8 pounds per square foot. The FAA notes that modest property damage, such as cracks in old windows, can occur when pressurization levels reach 10 pounds per square foot. However, it is unlikely unless levels exceed 20 pounds per square foot, according to the FAA. Port Isabel's city manager, Jared Hockema, expressed concern about the potential for damage to homes in the small city, which has a population of around 5,000. We are all for economic development and the work SpaceX is doing, Hockema said. We just want economic development that takes place in a manner that follows the law and does not hurt existing residents or the environment. Musk responded to the Times report on X, stating, Starbase is an area that experiences storms and hurricanes that are far more serious than Starship launches. The real headline of this article is boring because it would say, Starship launches cause no damage. On Tuesday, November 19th, Starship underwent its sixth test launch with President-elect Donald Trump in attendance. Dr. Gee and his team were on site again, measuring noise levels during the test flight. Gee noted that weather and wind conditions could affect how sound travels, so the results of this latest test may differ from previous findings.